I mean, you drive down the street and every office building has got signs out, space available. You didn't see this in at the peaks before, you know, 07, 98, et cetera. I mean, everything's booming. So you can see it's more like of a dead cat bounce. I mean, and we're the best in the world. I mean, everywhere else is in economic decline, from China to Russia. Europe is in serious risk of completely seeing a fracture. I mean, Draghi didn't even, this stimulus thing, he didn't even actually have a formal vote on it because he didn't want to show this the rift between North and South. So, I mean, we have serious problems absolutely everywhere. And unfortunately, the politicians like Boehner, et cetera, they don't see this coming. They just want to hold on to power. Whatever it is that they need to do, they're going to do. And this is really serious. So I'm not sure if they're going to how this really unfolds. If we have to look at history, it's not going to look very pretty. The Republican Party will split. There'll be a major fracture there. And you have a lot of people that will turn back towards some sort of fiscal conservatism that I think it's largely the, the social issues are the ones that get all the attention. But I think, honestly, if you take the elites of the Democrats and the elites of the Republicans, besides gay marriage and abortion, is there really any difference? I don't see it.
Well, to your point, in the lame duck session of Congress, the session that was held after the last election, we caught in to do some budgetary and appropriation housekeeping work, amongst other things, the one where the so-called Cromnibus bill was passed, there was a lot of legislating done that was sub rosa, that was done with the approval of the leadership of both parties and with the White House. It was very consequential. A couple of things in that Cromnibus bill, the so-called continuing resolution and omnibus bill, they merged it together and nicknamed it Cromnibus. There was famously some of the parts of the Dodd-Frank bill, which regulated in the aftermath of the financial crisis, was passed to do all sorts of things. One of the things it did was to say to limit prop trading on behalf of these too-big-to-fail banks, and that was undone as part of the spending bill, and that was undone with the sufferance of all the powers that be around here. And then a second thing that reinforces your view there was that there was a very, very quietly, on a voice vote on the so-called suspension calendar, there was a bill passed that dealt with effectively the matter in which bankruptcy for financial institutions over a certain size would be happening. So the pieces are being put in place, as you pointed out before, for bail-ins, for handling this crisis. But I don't think the average rank and file member around here knows it, and it's happening right in front of their nose. But they're so tuned into other things. It's the real elites in both parties that are, they get together and conspire, if you will, to put these pieces on the chessboard in place, so that when the game is on, that's when people sort of realize, oh my gosh, I was a part of doing a lot of these things. But they don't know it because they just were. It's like misdirection in a magic show. Their attention, their gaze was averted elsewhere.
Well, when I had written, I guess last year or year before, I forget, with that that supposed $10,000 limit came down to $3,000 for tracking anybody moving money, and I got a call from one friend on Capitol Hill, and he said, "Oh no, that I was mistaken." they never voted on such a thing. I said, really? I said, it was in the Patriot Act. Really? I said, yeah. I gave him the page number. And he goes, oh, my God, I didn't know that was in there. I said, yeah, it's now down to $3,000. And as of January 1st, you try to go to a bank and take out $3,000 in cash, watch what happens. And so it's no longer wiring money or even taking money out of the country. Just try and take $3,000 in cash out of your bank account. It's yours. You've already paid taxes. Watch what happens. But
well, you'll be accused of supporting the terrorists. That's
yeah, who knows?
Oh,
I mean, it's, it's getting to the point where all of this stuff is just absolutely insane. And I wasn't really thrilled with CACO's bill putting in here that turning the TSA at least 50% of their time should be spent on investigating criminally anybody accused of something. So people don't realize that they can be accused of not paying taxes or whatever and not even notified. Then you go to, you try to go on vacation to Italy and you'll be arrested. So it's more or less like the Berlin Wall coming down. I think that is the biggest incentive I've ever seen to leave the country and don't come back, because you just don't know what anybody can accuse you of absolutely anything, and then you can't leave the country.
Well, it's very chilling, and it, any one of these things would be very disturbing, but the summation of them, it starts to paint a picture, and it's not a very pretty one.
Yeah, and I don't know who's basically, it seems as though somebody's pulling the strings behind all of this, and I'm not even sure the people that are putting in the bills are even aware of what's going on. But, I mean, it certainly does appear as if somebody knows that we have a major financial crisis coming on, and they're just trying to grab every penny they possibly can from every possible source.
Well, I myself went to a lunch few years ago, and Alan Greenspan was the speaker. And this was not a, you know, it wasn't three people, but this was not some giant room full of people, and it was closed, and it was off the record. And I guess a certain amount of time's passed, so I can talk a little bit about what went on there. But Greenspan, you know, who before would have, you know, obviously the news media hung on his every word, and now he's, by this point in time, Bernanke's in. This is the pre-Yellen days. And Greenspan flatly said to this group of people I was with that he had had discussions with a very senior member of the Obama administration, and the implication was, he did not say Larry Summers, but that was the strong implication of the way that he phrased it, that he and Larry Summers had gotten together, and they both agreed that the highest probability event, taking a look at the course we were on and the lack of political will or desire by anybody to alter the course, that the highest probability event was crisis. Now, if he had said that, you know, when he was in office and in anything, in kind of a public forum, you know, the world would have, you know, gesticulated and bled to death right then. But he just said it as a flat matter of fact. I did have a chance to ask him. I asked him, to what extent would he concede that the Federal Reserve had some culpability in that by accommodating political figures over time and their and the fiscal policies that he was decrying at the time. And he kind of pulled the Greenspan, and he sort of filibustered me, and he said a lot of things, but he didn't answer the question and then moved on. But I mean, I myself flatly heard from the mouth of the immediate past head of the Federal Reserve that he was predicting crisis. But so, you know, once warned, twice shy, you know.
Well, that's what I get from just about every one of my sources, from Europe to Asia. They all seem to be looking at the same problem, and
well,
but nobody will do anything.
To say, because you're a modest guy, and you don't like to say too much, too flattering about yourself. But I know for a fact that you know and talk regularly with Alan Greenspan-ish characters all around the world, and people who appreciate the fact that you say some things directly that they might agree with, but they don't dare say them for their own reasons. It's kind of like, just like Mr. Greenspan there, who never would have said it in a public place while he was the Fed chairman. And as soon as he's out in a private place, he just said, essentially, get ready, in the fullness of time, the sky is falling. And I know that you talk to people like that all around the world, and that's the story you're getting from them.